Okay, welcome in this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. And right now, all eyes are focused on college basketball and all the magical moments of March Madness. We've certainly witnessed some exciting overtime games, some big-time upsets, and hopefully your bracket is not like mine. It's not all busted up, and it has played out the way you anticipated. Well, this evening we have invited back a very special guest, and that is the Texas Tech head men's basketball coach, the great Tubby Smith, who I have to share with all of you tonight. I was so impressed with his crossover move because we enjoyed watching him serve as an analyst for CBS Sports and the NCAA tournament coverage. Thank you so much for carving out some time and joining us this evening, Coach.
Glad we could be here with you. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, let me, before we break down the season and kind of reflect on how everything played out, what was that experience like for you? You know, you're a legend in the game. You've got that amazing basketball mind. Do you have a sincere appreciation for us folks that are now in the world of journalism and being an analyst?
I have no advice. I don't know whether I could do that or not. That's a tough job you guys have in the media. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with, you know, the way they, you know, the setups and, you know, the producers, people in the ear, you know, they really didn't, you know, I wasn't as prepared as the guys that were there doing the show. Mateen Cleese was already, you know, we had a lot of people that were involved up there, and Pete Gillen, you know, we had Coach Lapis from Bullitt. So it was a lot of guys that do that on a regular basis. But I got to stick with coaching. I hope I can do a better job of coaching than I did on CBS. But it was a great experience. And it was a fun thing to do. I tell you what, there's a lot of upsets, a lot of things. What a great NCAA tournament we're having.
Absolutely. It's so true. And it certainly was some wonderful exposure for your program. So let's get back into your comfort zone, and that is on the sideline. You're only one of nine coaches in the country to take four different schools to the NCAA tournament. I know this past season it was difficult for you not to advance to postseason play because that's your first time as a head coach, but you have had a chance to kind of step back and digest how the season played out. What was your assessment?
Well, it was obviously we expected more, but we took over a program that really had some tough times over the last few years. And as a coach, you have goals that you want to achieve. You have individual goals. You have each individual has their goals within the team, and you have overall team goals. We wanted to achieve, get the postseason play this year. It's something that a kid like Jay Crockett, who's been here for 4 years, didn't have the fortune, or wasn't as fortunate enough to play in postseason play. But I like the way our kids competed, even though we didn't get the postseason play. 14 wins. It was tough to accept the number of losses and accept not getting the postseason play. But we're changing the culture, as most people do, most coaches do when they take over a program that has had some losing. It's tough to do. I was fortunate enough when I took over at Tulsa and at Georgia, mm-hmm. at Kentucky, where the teams were, they had been winning programs. They had had wins previously, and they had won three. But this program, 3 out of 4 out of the last 5 years, losing, it's tough to do. But I like the way our players responded. I was happy for them because we won some good games, some big games. Really had some nice sellouts here at Spirit Arena. So exciting time in Red Raider basketball.
And Tubby, you're right on because you defeated three top 25 teams this season, of course finding success against Oklahoma State and even the Sooners. We are going one-on-one with Tubby Smith, Texas Tech head men's basketball coach this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I want to step back for just a moment. You're talking about, you know, when you're rebuilding a program and you're getting guys to buy into your system, there are growing pains there. And I know for you as a coach, there's got to be times that's just overwhelming when things are not going as planned. And you look at your schedule, there were some stretches there where you're losing 5-6 games in a row. What is your source of strength, and what is that belief to keep believing that you guys are going to be trending eventually in the right direction?
Well, I look at the losses. You know, you look at how you lost the game. That's a lot of people say it's not, you know, it's how you play the game, and it is. If you see that your guys are competing hard, for instance, Iowa State, we played extremely well after coming off of a good win mm-hmm. at Oklahoma. And we were in that game the whole, we ended up losing by 6, but it was close, even closer than that. Then we go to Kansas, you know, we have Kansas at home, we lose by 1, and we should have won that game. And at Oklahoma State, we had a big loss, but we came back, bounced back against Kansas State, and had the game in in hand and didn't a call here, a call there. So you actually, what sustains you during that time when you're having, when it's tough times? You got to believe that your players are playing hard. You got to keep measuring how, and we measure their deflections and the number of times we get steals, blocks, take charges to get on the floor. So I thought our kids hustled all year long. And that's what sustains you through that. And then to bounce back and get that win against Texas at home was huge going into conference tournament.
Absolutely, and that was on Senior Day too, right?
Yes, it was. The first time they've won on Senior Day in 10 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I was going to say, let's highlight some of your seniors, because you had, what, 4 seniors this year, and it's important to point out, I was thinking back to our earlier conversation at the start of 2014, and your guys had been through a lot in terms of your seniors, just the coaching transition, and that is never easy. If you've ever experienced that as a player, it's very, very difficult. What will you remember the most about each of them?
Well, I mentioned Jay Crockett from the beginning, just his belief and his love for Texas Tech. Red Raider basketball. You know, he's a kid that probably could have left, but he decided to stick it out, and I appreciate that on his part. And all the seniors, you have, and you know, Jay led us in rebounding with 6.5 rebounds a game and scoring, averaging about 14 points a game. He just was a good all-around player, the first player to make all Big 12, third team, first all Big 12 player we've had in 7 years, I think, here at Texas Tech, just to give you an idea of what Jordan Jay Crockett accomplished. And then Deion Kravitz, he was a 7-footer from Canada, who was redshirted, and you know, he averaged 7 points and 4, almost 5 rebounds a game. You know, those guys are all, he was like 9th all time as far as block shots are concerned in Texas Tech history. So, and then Kadir Topsopo, who was from a junior college and had one of his best games this year, had his best game ever against Mount St. Mary. It's a team that went to the NCAA tournament. And then Jamal Williams, a young man who had started here, but he came off the bench and gave us good defensive. But those 4 seniors were quality people that showed great leadership throughout the season. And if your seniors are not buying in, when your seniors buy in, especially guys that have gone through 3 and 4 coaches, the way they had, it could be tough. But they made it pretty easy for us this year. Made it a very comfortable year as far as coaching was concerned.
Tubby Smith has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, just kind of giving us a reflection on how everything transpired this past year. I'm very excited as we get ready to close out our interview. Big-time positive for the program. You guys just hit the recruiting trail very hard and just signed Justin Jamison, and we're looking forward to the kind of impact that he will have with your program and, of course, in the very tough Big 12 Conference. Tubby, thank you so much for joining us, okay?
I'm excited about next year. Thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.